My guest at this time is Robert Romano. He's a senior editor at Americans for Limited Government. The organization has responded to a number of components of the president's State of the Union message, but in particular, they're taking aim at one of the ones that the president is using to suggest that this economy has turned around and is heading, albeit slowly, in the right direction. And that's the president's claim that after the first 4 months of his administration, ever since then, 3 million new jobs have been created as a result of his economic policies. And Robert, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, no problem. It's great to be on.
You actually did some investigating into this. What'd you find?
Well, that Obama's comparing apples and oranges. If you look at a narrow subset of Bureau of Labor Statistics data in the establishment survey, you do see that the private sector created 3 million jobs. However, if you look at the broader household survey, which catches everything, there's only been about 2.1 million jobs created during that 22 months that Obama cites. That sounds nice, but that's only 96,000 jobs a month, and that does not even keep up with the growth of population. Therefore, the unemployment situation is not actually improving, and we haven't even started to eat into the 8 million jobs that were lost in the recession. So it's sad to say the employment situation is not improving, and Obama is taking credit for something that he should be condemned for.
On Tuesday night, Robert, the president was pretty careful to put parameters around the timetable he was talking about, saying there were millions of jobs lost in the months leading up to his inauguration. And he kind of excused the first 4 months of his term, saying that his policies weren't in effect, and so he lost millions of jobs more there. Talk a little bit about that particular time frame. Is that also what you were looking at, or does that help the president's numbers add up a little bit?
Let's give him the benefit of the doubt and say that there were 4 million jobs lost before he took office and 4 million jobs when he took office, and that his policies hadn't taken effect yet. Well, according to the actual numbers, his policies haven't even begun to eat into those 8 million jobs that were lost. In fact, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 4 million people have just simply been removed from the labor force because they stopped looking for work. Whereas while the population is increasing by millions since Obama took office, the labor force has actually decreased in size, and this is unprecedented. And the labor force participation rate has gone from 65.9% to 64%. That's very, very troubling, and that is a true indicator that the economy and the employment situation is much, much worse. If you factor in those 4 million people who have dropped out of the labor force, the unemployment rate is actually closer to 11%, and the underemployed rate is closer to 17%. That means 27 million people in all cannot find full-time work right now. And to lie about those people to the American people in a State of the Union address to say we're getting stronger, ALG President Bill Wilson said it well when he called it a crime against humanity.
You also mentioned one other thing in the numbers a moment ago, Robert, and that's the issue of folks joining the labor force, which means that this average of 96,000 new jobs a month doesn't keep pace with that. Explain what type of job growth we do need to keep pace and what else we can learn from those numbers.
Sure. The number you would want to hit is about 104,000 to 115,000. And just to keep up with it, and that would technically, under normal economic circumstances, that would just keep the unemployment rate steady. So we're not even coming to that point, so therefore the unemployment rate should actually be rising right now. But as we note, so many people have stopped looking for work, and the situation is so much more dire that the unemployment rate is actually dipping. But it's not dipping for the right reason. It's not dipping because the number of people are finding new jobs in excess of the growth rate of population. It's because they're giving up.
Last question before we let you go here, Robert. The president didn't talk about it on Tuesday, but he has certainly talked about it a lot as part of his economic program, and that's just not jobs created, but jobs saved. Is that somehow factored in here? Is that maybe how he's getting to a higher number?
No, not at all. That's just, you know, just a funny number of a way of him saying, I've bailed out this many members of the teachers union through my stimulus funds that got funneled to state and local governments to keep them in the classrooms just that much longer, therefore forestalling necessary budget cuts at the state and local government level. And now the stimulus has run out, and those cuts are finally being implemented at the state and local level, would that they had been implemented 2 years ago. those states and local governments could have been getting their balance sheets in order much, much sooner.
Robert, very interesting stuff. Thanks so much for helping us take a look at the numbers.
Hey, no problem.
Robert Romano is a senior editor at Americans for Limited Government. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.